There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Today we are honored to have with us Elder Sean Ricks of Columbus, Ohio. Elder Ricks is a retired Navy chief, married, and the father of six. He was certified as a health promoter and in charge of health, wellness, and fitness as part of his duties in the Navy. Physical, mental, and spiritual health are all areas of interest for him. Elder Ricks was awarded a BA in Christian Leadership and Ministry and is currently studying towards his Master's in Ministry at Ohio Christian University. His passion is ministry and helping others to achieve their best health in all areas of their life. The opinions shared here today represent the views of the speakers and do not necessarily represent an endorsement or the views or policy of the station or None Like Him Anywhere.
First of all, really appreciate your commitment to health and to understanding the connection between our spiritual lives and how we take care of our body. So could you just talk to us about your attitude, your understanding of the relationship between our spiritual lives and how we take care of ourselves?
The first thing is understanding that this body that we have, we did not create it. God created it. So therefore, we must take care of it to honor God. That's the first thing. Dealing with foods, everything is pertinent to our survival in this life. What we put in our bodies is pertinent to how strong our immune systems are to fight the different things that are of sin, which is death, to try to destroy us. But at the same time, we must be aware of the things that give us life. So nutrition, physically, mentally, and definitely spiritually, we need to know all three areas that govern us. The key thing today is just basically talking about the things we put in our body as far as the different type foods, the effects of those food on our systems. And then on top of that, how our body responds to them so that our days can be a whole lot better. Definitely. We like better days than worse days. So depending upon the wisdom that we have of what we need to do as far as placing our bodies, definitely.
Okay, you talk about the foods we put into our bodies making a difference. Are you talking about weight gain and loss? Are you talking about just overall health? How much of an impact can food and the way we prepare it and so on, how much of a bearing can that have on our overall well-being?
The foods that we place in our bodies deals with our medical, our health. It deals with everything as far as your seeing, your vision, your walking, your talking. It affects you in every aspect of your life, your breathing. It depends on the things that we put in our body and how our body responds. So when we're talking about the total man, that's what food does. It affects the total man. Our brain needs food. Our heart needs food. Our lungs need food. Every part of us needs food, but it needs the right food to function the right way. It's the same for everybody. God created all things and He made it good. But then today, in today's society, we have a lot of things that has a detrimental effect on our bodies. We have different things such as aspartame that's put in sugars and sodas and different things like that, diet sodas. They have a negative effect on the body. We have a lot of people now with results of things as sugar diabetes. There are different stages of diabetes now. There's heart attacks. We have many heart diseases. All these things are not just hereditary as in your family has a history of it, but it's hereditary in the bad habits of eating the wrong foods we put in our body. So you can literally pass down bad habits from generation to generation to continue to cause the same wrong effects with our bodies. But as the words say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we need the knowledge to know what is the bad foods and what are the good foods. There's no gray areas in between. It's either good for you or it's bad for you. And finding those things out are the key things we need to know.
How can we start to make a change? It's hard to change everything at once. And we have been hearing a lot about our teenagers, really, and young people, and sort of an upswing with things like diabetes and so on, sort of coming at a younger age. We used to think that that came to people as they were in their latter years, but now we're seeing more and more diabetes with much younger people. How can we kind of make a change? Does it have to be everything at once, or are there certain areas that we can start, or how would you suggest we start moving in the right direction?
There are many parents that are out there that really need to be aware of the things that they're giving their children. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So it's very paramount that we begin to educate ourselves to pour into the younger generation and things that they really need to make their bodies healthy. There are many books out there. You can go on to Google, what foods to eat to make me healthier. I mean, you put that into the browser and it's going to bring up all kinds of different things that you can eat. Dr. Sebi, I don't know how many people are familiar with him, but he's definitely out on the internet, and he gives much advice pertaining to the necessary foods to make us healthy, the different things that allow us to have a healthier life, a very healthy life. He has showed us how to eat certain foods that cure diseases such as diabetes, cancers, even AIDS, heart disease. Many of these things can be reversed according to the different foods that he has, and he has truly proven it through the Supreme Court. What is your desire? To live? Okay, because I'm quite sure we don't want to die. The thing is, once we decide that we want to live, then the question is, how do I want to live? Do I want to live struggling in my health, or do I want to have great health and have a good day every day in my body? The thing is, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and his spirit dwelleth in you. This temple, which is our body, God desires us to eat and to drink good things that glorify him. As in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter in the 31st verse, it says we're to eat and to drink things that glorify God. So we have to search out things. We have to find those things. And the thing is that information resides on the internet. It resides out there on Google or whichever browser you want to go into, and it will give you all the information you need as far as where to start. You can literally punch in whatever issue or health problem that you're having, and then put in what foods do I need to accommodate or basically to help my body to deal with this disease or to even get rid of it. It'll bring all that information up for you. Today, there's vast amounts of information out there. A lot of people just don't know that they can get on the internet and find these things. So the thing is, do you want to live, and how do you want to live? Those are the two questions you need to ask yourself. And then the answers are already there. As the Bible says, seek and ye shall find. So if you get out there on that internet and begin to seek for these things, they're already there and you will truly find them.
As you said those scriptures, I thought about our health has a bearing on our ability to even go forth and do the work of the Lord. If we are in better health, we're better able to be able to minister, to be able to get out and touch people's lives. So it does matter how we take care of ourselves, but talk to us a little about that aspect. What you put into your body is important, but what about what we do with our bodies in terms of movement, in terms of trying to keep this that God has given us in the best possible health?
It gives us energy when we're eating healthy. Our minds are more vibrant to think on the things that we need to do. We're not in a struggle. So we have the freedom to go forth freely and to share the gospel, to do the many wondrous works with it, that God desires us to do in other people's lives. And then at the same time, as Jesus said, he's the light of the world. So are we. We're light. We're a reflection of the things that we do with our life as far as what resides within us. God came, and when he created all things, he made it good. So that's how our lives should be. Our lives should be good also. If we're eating good food, we're going to have good results. Our lives are going to go forth in a good way. Our ministry is going to be good. Our energy levels are going to be good. I've trained military for a long time. I'm a retired Navy chief, 24 years. I've dealt with nutrition for a long time. I've dealt with physical fitness in itself, strength training, cardio, endurance, flexibility, the total things that allow our bodies to move effectively. But the real key source is what you put in your body. If you're eating junk food and you're still working out, it's not going to work for you. Your energy levels are not going to be high. You're going to be fatigued faster. You're not going to have any longevity. You're not going to have any stamina. So really what you put in your body does have an effect on the performance that you place. So whatever you're going to do, even in your schooling for your brain and all like that, as far as thinking and retaining things in your mind, food has an effect on every single thing about you.
And as you said that, I thought about that's one reason that so many areas have programs to provide even breakfast for children who may not have that opportunity in their homes, because there is a relationship between them having good nutrition to start their day off and them being able to function well in school. So that relationship is just a very natural thing. I'm already having issues. Is it too late to start to make a change?
If we begin immediate change, so will our bodies. It's just like when we go and we want to clear our lives and rid our lives of bad habits and things. Immediately when we make that decision and start to do that, that's when the change has started. So it's the very same thing with the foods in our bodies. Get rid of the bad things and start replacing them with the good things. And then therefore, your life will change from the bad things into the good things, and change will come immediately.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you sharing with us and just enlightening us about health, nutrition, and how we can make our own lives better. And this is what God wants us to do, to take care of this temple he has put into our care. I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind, if you would close us out today and close us out with a prayer that we may be able to move forward to do those things we need to do to improve our own health, our own well-being, so that we will glorify God in our bodies and the way in which we take care of ourselves.
We thank you for your kindness unto us, Heavenly Father. Today we thank you, Lord. Lord, you said to study to show ourselves approved unto you, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Your truth in details everything, our health, our mentality, our physical, The total man, it includes that. So, Lord, let us search and seek out better ways that we can heal our bodies, Lord, through the things that you have already placed in this earth. For you made all things good that our lives can be good. You have made all things good so that our minds and our bodies can be good. Our abilities can be good. And that, Lord, all the things that we do unto you, because you deserve all the glory, that it can be good. And in that day, Lord, when you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, let us be faithful in all things, Heavenly Father. So I pray this night, Lord, that you give those, Lord, who lack the courage to go forward, Lord, and to be concerned about their lives and understand that they're ambassadors of Christ, that they're a light among many people in this world that are walking in darkness, that they have the ability to go forth and to shine knowledge and wisdom toward others, that they may have better days in this life that we live. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father. Give us the wisdom, Lord, to go forth, Lord, to learn how to plant, how to grow, how to search out and find all these things we need to make the man equipped to serve you in all things. We thank you now for this hour. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. And we thank you for Dr. Johnson for allowing this opportunity. Bless her now. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you so much, Ella Ricks, for joining us. And we look forward to you joining us again to share with us in this area.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at In His Presence at NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.